103.2 Dublin City FM. Friday, 3 p.m. Gardeners all over the world listening to The Sod Show with Peter Donegan. Welcome, welcome, welcome to The Sod Show with Peter Donegan, Brian Green, and on the blogs, Katrina Redmond. We're with you until 3:30 here on Dublin City FM. We're on 103.2 megahertz across the city and county. Good afternoon to you. We're brought to you by Greensacks. They're compostable bags for your home and garden. Check them out on greensacks.ie. Check them out in the supermarket, where you can also download them into your trolley. Yes, I did say download. Greensacks.ie. On the show today, we'll be talking horticulture with one of Australia's biggest garden centre owners, and he was in Ireland recently, and Peter Donegan caught up with him. Stay tuned for that, but first the news, and no sooner has the weather changed, but you horticulturists have got out with your keyboards and sent in news, because not because you couldn't send us it before now, but now things are starting to happen. Oh yes, and it rains and it pours, and now it's happening. Just before we mention some of the things that are happening, The Sod Show has been shortlisted for the Irish Blog Awards 2014. Yes, we won it in 2012, that's for podcasting, and we won it in 2013 for podcasting, and they nominated us, thanks Mom, for the 2014 award. So best of luck to us, I suppose, in that, and we'll see how we do. We'll let you know if we win it in the end. So what is in the news tray today? We can tell you that in Sutton and Howth they're having an autumn show. The Howth and Sutton Horticultural Society autumn show is on, and it's the 6th of September 2014. The show is opening to the public for viewing at 2:30 to 4:30 p.m. Exhibits of plants, flowers, cookery, vegetables, fruit, crafts and art are welcome. Children's classes are happening there also. Entry forms and show rules are available at hshs.ie. hshs.ie. Or you can call the secretary on 086 818 3709, mobile number 086 818 3709. The show is held in St. Nessens Community School, Moyclore Road, off the Warren House Road, Baldoyle, Dublin 13. Yes, Pubble Skull Nasson in Baldoyle, a place I know well because that was my secondary school in the very early 80s. So get along to that, the 6th of September, Saturday the 6th, the autumn show for the Howth Sutton Horticultural Society Autumn Show, hshs.ie. Something else that's happening, the second National Irish School Garden Education Conference. It's happening in Merino, and many a folk who have been on the Sod Show before will be taking part. Fionnuala Fallon, Paddy Madden and Sonata are all taking part. It's organised by SEED, the National Network of Organic Centres and Education Outlets. I said it's in Merino Institute of Education in Dublin. When? It's on Saturday the 4th of October from 9:30 in the morning till 4:30 in the afternoon, turning school gardens into living classrooms. SEED are delighted to announce the return of the School Garden Education Conference following last year's enormous success. Garden writer and author and guest of the Sod Show in the past, Fionnuala Fallon will be one of the keynote speakers. School gardens or living classrooms are a huge educational resource for schools and are proving to be an important part of teaching an integrated range of subjects in an enjoyable and fulfilling way. If you're a teacher, if you're involved in education, check it out. It's on the 4th of October and it's in the Merino Institute down in Dublin 3. If you want more details, get in touch with SEED on 071 98 54 338. 071 98 54338, or you can email hans at theorganiccentre.ie. hans, H-A-N-S, at theorganiccentre.ie. Finally, another mention for the competition 2014 Arboretum Gardener of the Year. You have until September 1st to enter, and you want to get your entries in via the website www.arboretum.ie. I'll spell that for you, www.arboretum.ie, Arboretum. You have been warned, the closing date is coming fast. 103.2 Dublin City FM, this is The Sod Show. It's time to go to the interview of the week. And Peter Donegan is talking with John Vanderhorst, Acorn Nursery from Australia.
I'm on the Magical Mystery Tour bus with thanks to Bord Bia for asking me along for the trip. You would not believe I'm with the who's who of who is who in the garden centre industry from literally across the globe. In my company is a name I'm going to have a little bit of trouble maybe pronouncing, but it's John Vanderhorst from Acorn Nursery in Australia. Did I pronounce that correctly, John?
Very well done, yes.
So let me get this one correct. You're from Australia, but your name maybe doesn't suggest that. You're like an O'Leary living in Germany.
Yes, I went to Australia with my suitcase as opposed to a ball and chain. 50 years ago, I was born in Holland, and the last 50 years I've been in Australia.
Okay, so one of the things where we'll get back to how brilliant and fantastic you are in a second, but for most of the people I know listening to the Sod Show, they are going to wonder why Peter Donegan is on a party bus of who's who. Can you explain to me, as well as everybody else listening, why would a gentleman from Australia take 1.5-2 weeks out of his life to come to Ireland, well, of course, to meet me, etc., etc., but to take time away from the business to go and spend time with an international garden centre congress? Is it a case of just, well, we can put that through as expenses and not pay tax on it and we get a nice holiday in the meantime, or is there a serious business side to this?
It's certainly both. the element of having a good time and the wonderful Irish food and the wonderful Irish beer is certainly an element of that. I think the most important element is, in my case, it's in the middle of winter in Australia and it's not always beautiful weather there. We come here to network, to learn, to see new plants, and I've seen a lot of new plants here, and basically look at how it's done over here. The Congress has this every year. This year it's in Ireland, but every year it moves on. Next year it's in Denmark. And each country has got something else to show. And I've been very impressed with what I've seen here. The garden centres are of excellent quality, and I can learn from that. I can then perhaps apply some of those things back into my own garden centre.
Is there not a case, though, John, where you're kind of a little bit harder on your own? It's kind of like having, and this is a fictitious son, he's not a real person and he doesn't exist, so I can't hurt his feelings, but it's like having, like me having a son who plays football and I think he's a bit, and then you see him and you think he's a genius and I kind of look at you looking at him and I kind of go, Jesus, okay, maybe he's okay, maybe, is there, do you get what I'm saying in the analogy of the garden centre in Ireland, that maybe we don't realise how good we kind of have it? And I would have assumed, or maybe one would have assumed, that the Australian garden centres, because you're a bazillion times the size of Ireland, as I've said before, are actually that many times in ratio better.
Look, no, I think what Ireland's got to offer in the garden centres is actually very good, and I'm not just saying this because I'm here as a guest, but the climate here, I'm actually amazed with. This is my first time visit to Ireland. People tend to think that perhaps Melbourne, where I'm from, has the perfect climate. But I think you got very close to a very good, perfect climate here, because I can see that in the plants and the quality of the plants that are here growing in the gardens. It's such a wonderful green country here, and I think it's your climate. Now I can't tell you whether that's the case the whole year round, but certainly your summer, I would suggest, is an excellent gardening climate.
Okay, for those who aren't aware, the Irish Garden Centre Congress has had literally the who's who type itinerary. I mean, if it's, I don't know, if you could take an Irish variation of Buckingham Palace, and we really do have it in that being Powers Court Townhouse and Gardens. I know you were out at Keeling's, who I think I noted on Twitter yesterday have a greater number than 140 linear kilometres of strawberries. You've been to, I think we're on our way to Hawkins Garden Centre, you've literally been to the Arboretum, you would have met the Pat Fitzgeralds of this world. There is, apart from the Jemison Distillery, and I think you've done the Guinness Tour and the Mansion House as well.
I think we're about to do the Guinness Tour tomorrow, I believe.
Okay.
And I'm not a big Guinness drinker, but it's sort of like eating a loaf of bread. But nonetheless, you've got a lot of other great beers here. And I enjoy that. Look, we've seen a lot, and I'm learning a lot, and I'm finding the Irish people, although sometimes difficult to understand, I find them a wonderful group of people.
What did you say, John?
No, I'm joking.
You were, I am told reliably by Karl Marx of Bord Bia, you were the organiser of, was it last year's Congress?
Correct, yes. Last year, just shy of 200 people from all over the world came to Melbourne. And it's a long way from them to come. It is some 22 hours flying from, for instance, from this side of the earth. And it was a fantastic one. We've got something different to offer. And it's not just climate. It was in our spring, so we have the ups and downs in our weather too. But it was fantastic to get that many people aboard. This has been going since 1960. As in these congresses every year, next year it's in Denmark. So it is well attended, and it's a good mixture of business, networking, and having a lot of fun.
Whose brainwave was this since 1960? Because in 1960 you didn't have a website or an email. You couldn't just do that. You couldn't set up a Facebook page. You could hardly send a fax or a telex. It was more a carrier pigeon.
I believe it was an English gentleman, and I think his name was Geoffrey Burnside. It wasn't I've forgotten his second name. He spoke German through a previous situation, and he got together with a German nurseryman, and the two of them started this off. And so the very first Congress was in fact in Germany. And ever since then, it goes on. So each country has its own association, its own Garden Centre Association. This particular one is called the International Garden Centres Association, or Congress. And it's been going continuously since, I believe it's 1960.
How many people, do you know, were at the first one? Because I've got a picture in my head of like three people standing in a field going, yeah. Because garden centering wasn't what it was at that time. It's come a long way.
Correct. No, I don't know how many people attended the first one. I would guess it wouldn't have been a big group. But the garden industry has evolved dramatically in that time. It's evolved dramatically in the last 10, 15 years. But in the 1960, I was still in my mother's arms, and so I can't tell you exactly what it was like. But I think that's the beauty of what the Congress is about, that we can see perhaps some of the countries, some of the eastern bloc countries here, a couple of guys from the Czech Republic. And although I haven't been there, I imagine their industry isn't as progressed as what it might be here in Ireland. So they'll be going back with, a million ideas, and that is all what it's all about with this Congress, to share ideas, to share information, to get enthusiasm for something, to then apply them back into your own business.
Have you come to Ireland, and you noted at the start that you weren't just saying it because you're here, but have you come to Ireland and seen something new and went, Jesus, those Irish are one step ahead of us Aussies? Do I call you an Aussie? Is that okay?
Yeah, that's fine. Look, in some of the plants, I see some of the hydrangeas that have been grown here, which we don't see in Australia. Now, very first thing I'll be doing when I get back to Melbourne is contacting my growers and saying, get some of these. These are fantastic. So from that point of view, the variety of plants in Ireland I'm very impressed with. Is a big variety, perhaps even more so than what I see in Australia. And I'm talking in plants in general. Probably what we call the diversification in the garden centres, they do that brilliantly here. You mentioned Arboretum, and they've got, you name it, they've got it. And you certainly do that extremely well.
You would have been out in the Arboretum Garden Centre, for those who aren't aware, is in Carlow direction. You would have also been at Jones's Garden Centre in Donabate, which is North County out my direction.
Yes.
One of the big factors in here, and again, it's you must understand as people at home, so the promotion of Irish horticulture is a big thing. And Bloom Aside, which is one weekend in the middle of June, it literally has to go 52 weeks around the year. That, and again, the reason I'm here is with thanks to Bord Bia, it's around your name tag. You've been welcomed on the coach, the kit bags you've been handed out. I know there, it's on the side of this coach that's been doing a U-turn here, funnily enough, in the middle of where are we? We're apparently in Wicklow. There's a lady from another country telling me, I'm joking, it's all good. But how important is the promotion of horticulture in Australia? How important is it? Do you have a Bord Bia equivalent?
I'm not familiar with that, but we certainly do have a lot of industry associations. Now, Bord Bia, I think, is a government organisation, I believe. And we certainly have, you know, our departments of agriculture, which have some sub-departments with the horticulture. I think we're possibly a little bit lacking in that area. I think Bord Bia is possibly, I don't know whether it's unique, but I think it's certainly, because the great thing with Bord Bia is they are actually supporting you know, this Congress as a sponsor, but I see in many different areas where the sort of things they are supporting, and to get that sort of help now and then is obviously very, very helpful. You know, I realise that money, money is always difficult, but then I'm impressed with what Bord Bia are doing, and I'm not highly familiar with everything they do, but you know, your economy is tight. But they're still out there promoting Ireland and Irish product, and that's impressive.
Well, to put in context for those who aren't aware, on Monday of this week, I'll have all the notes for this as a by the way up on sodshow.com if you're looking for them. But our first meeting was in the Mansion House Round Room in Dublin, which is the Lord Mayor's base or place of stay, place of residence. It was Michael D. Higgins, our president, was a speaker there. And when I tell you that every single inch of food detailed on the menu was noted with the actual grower, farmer, whatever the case may be, and I mean literally down to the salad leaves that were sitting on the garnish on the side of your plate, it was nothing but the best of Irish as only Bord Bia can. It was absolutely and literally amazing.
It certainly was. And what I also found impressive, that your president came to that meeting, and he spoke extremely well, and I was very impressed with his passion for what he had to say.
Well, I put in a kind word and I asked him would he drop in, and fair play to him. You know, he's, you know, we haven't spoken in a while, but look, I'll get him a pint the weekend, it'll be grand. Your own garden centre, you are in business yourself?
Yes, indeed. I have a garden centre in Surrey Hills, Acorn Nursery in Surrey Hills in Melbourne. What I'd call inner suburban. It's a small centre, but we've won the best garden centre in Australia 3 years in a row. I've been there 30 years, and we live in an area where people are gardening. Not all of people in Australia are gardening. An issue with us is water, and it has been for a little while, but at the moment we've had plenty of rain, so that's no longer an issue.
When you say you've an issue with water, we obviously, I'm scratching my head going, he's an issue with what? This is like in Ireland, we might get a drought. You might have your taps turned off between 9 and 5 because they're repairing a pipe down the end of the road kind of thing. Your issue with water would have been?
It didn't rain good enough for 10 years in a row.
Ah, slightly different.
Yes. And look, it never ran out. It was never going to run out. But we had restrictions on how much water you could put on your garden. People were asked to shower shorter, and we got down to about 20% of our capacity. That is still a lot of water. And Melbourne is fundamentally a green city. People sometimes think as Australia as a dry country, which it is, but Melbourne is a fairly green sort of city. Not quite as green as I see it here. But very similar sort of trees, etc. We have our native trees, of course, but But that certainly was an issue for my business, certainly an issue for the country.
Okay, I have a confession, and as I said to Estelle, one of your colleagues, I kind of fancied the pants off the girls who were in Neighbours a lot, and I looked at Lassiter's Hotel, which I believe was the local hangout where you went for a brew. They never had a bit of scorched grass there ever at all. What's going on there?
Well, I'm surprised that you were keen on the Neighbours, because I can honestly say that I've actually never watched the show, because in Melbourne it is regarded as highly kitsch, but I appreciate that you enjoy the show, but look, people do obviously have water in the tap, and I suppose the question is, was it actually grass? Was it perhaps plastic?
Well, look, you had Kylie Minogue, and, you know, it kind of all works from there, stems from there, I was going to say. And we also have an equivalent in Ireland, which is kind of called Fair City. Have you seen it?
No, I haven't. I haven't had very little opportunity to watch television. We start these things early in the morning, and we get back late at night, and then sleep, and then we start again. So I haven't actually had a chance to turn the television on.
No harm at all. Your stay in Ireland has been, I guess, how would I describe this? If I was to think of Australia as an Irish fellow who has never been there, it might be of beaches and Fosters and all of those cliches, if you don't mind me saying. And I jest, as by the way, on the Neighbours thing, I really do. As an Australian gentleman who is educated, extremely good to talk to, the perception of Ireland before you came, can I ask you if you had one?
Well, yes, I suppose I had an impression, but it was entirely from television. There's certainly a lot of Irish people in Australia, and we get a lot of Irish visitors. So I was familiar with the Irish people. My expectations have been met. I expected it to be green. I expected it to be spread out. I expected it to be friendly, and it certainly has been. I have obviously heard a lot about the financial issues within the country, and I expected from that point of view to see doom and gloom. But clearly that doom and gloom isn't everywhere, and it isn't continuous. People are shopping, people are walking around in the garden centres. I believe are reasonably happy. But we do get in Australia to hear a lot about the doom and gloom in Ireland. And my impressions are that's not the case.
No, I'd kind of pin that to the media, and not all of them. Again, like anything in life, you know, one or two bad ducks and all of a sudden you think they're a gaggle of hens or some very cliche like that. No, and we have it barred. The use of the R word is barred from the Sod Show. We don't allow it for good reason. I think most people are REM fans and only shiny happy people are allowed on the bus.
Yes, oh, absolutely. This is the happy bus.
So it should be.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, and I'm in good company. I'm talking to you. If people wanted to find out more about your garden centre, if they wanted to take a look at that, you have a website?
Indeed, www.acornnursery.com.au.
Are you on the Twitter and the Facebooky thing?
We're certainly on both, and also Instagram.
Wow, Instagram, one step ahead of most people out there. Excellent. Thank you so much for your time. It's been a real pleasure.
My pleasure. Thank you very much.
103.2 Dublin City FM. Our thanks to John Vandenhorst of Acorn Nursery Australia in interview with Peter Donegan. Our thanks also to Boards Bia, who arranged everything. And you'll hear more of these interviews over the next coming weeks. I think the lads have decided what the song of the week is. It's got to be REM, Shiny Happy People. From the 1991 album Out of Time, REM, Shiny Happy People, with Kate Pearson of the B-52s on the backing vocals, and more famously probably her dancing in the music video that was associated with that song. Went to number 2 in the Irish singles chart in 1991. Its highest chart position worldwide was in Ireland. You heard it on The Sod Show, not known for its musical prowess. 103.2 Dublin City FM. This has been The Sod Show. I'm Brian Green. Our producer is Peter Donegan, and Katrina Redmond, she puts all this stuff on the internet and the blogs. You can contact us at Sod Show on Twitter, And if you have any emails for us, info@sodshow.com. Our thanks to greensax.ie, compostable bags for home and garden. Check them out on the internet at greensax.ie. Check them out in the supermarket, where you can drop them into your trolley if you're not downloading your shopping this week. Until next week at 3 p.m. from everyone on the Sod Show team, do take care and have a wonderful gardening week. Bye bye.